Christmas. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Millions of American travelers left stranded this holiday thanks to flight delays and a hammering winter storm. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
Heavy snow, harsh winds, and dangerously low temperatures ravaging the nation in what the National Weather Service is calling a once-in-a-generation storm. At least 17 people have died as blizzard-like conditions block and freeze roads. Thousands of flights are being delayed or canceled, much to the dismay of holiday travelers. The dangerous weather is expected to last through Christmas Day.
About 200 million Americans are under a winter weather warning. Five arrests have been made on suspicion of second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old at the Mall of America on Friday. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
This shooting happened during the prime time of last-minute holiday shopping, just before 8 p.m. According to the Bloomington Police Department, an officer who was already working inside of the Mall of America heard gunshots fired from within the Nordstrom store. That officer then rushed to find a 19-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. Life-saving measures were taken, but were not successful. Investigators say that security video revealed that an altercation had broken out between two groups of young men before one individual pulled out a gun and fired shots.
Police believe they have the 17-year-old suspected shooter in custody. Ukrainian officials say a Russian shelling attack in Kherson has killed at least 10 people and critically injured several more.
President Zelensky posted pictures on his Instagram account. He calls Russia again, quote, a terrorist country. He says the strike was in the central part of Kherson, not near a military facility. And President Zelensky says Putin is, quote, killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure.
That's Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv, Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We now know the plans regarding the Republican National Convention. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Capitol Hill.
Republicans will gather in Milwaukee July 15th through 18th in 2024 to formally nominate a presidential nominee. Milwaukee had been chosen to host the Democratic National Convention in 2020 before the event was held virtually amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 2020 Republican Convention was also scaled down but kept some events in Charlotte. Milwaukee was chosen over Nashville. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says Wisconsin is a purple state with voters the GOP wants to bring into the party.
As a fresh influx of illegal immigrants attempt to cross the southern border, President Biden is expected to visit Mexico in January for the North American Leaders Summit. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
President Biden will meet with Mexico's President Andres Manuel López Obrador, as well as Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, on January 9th and 10th in Mexico City. The administration said talks would focus on climate, the environment, migration, diversity and inclusion, and increasing North American economic competitiveness. Prior to this, Mexico's role in the increasing flow of migrants to the southwest border had been mentioned by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who said this month that he would be speaking with international partners regarding the number of people coming.
Several Philadelphia families receive a major Christmas gift from a famous rapper.
Meek Mill is co-founder of the Reform Alliance, and he's paying off the bail of 20 incarcerated women from his hometown of Philadelphia. Mill saying, quote, no one should have to spend the holidays in jail simply because they can't afford bail. Five of those women, all from the Riverside Correctional Facility in Philadelphia, were released Friday night and reunited with their families.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.